Hello, my name is Marlon Hall, and I am a filmmaker with the Folklore Film Series. And here at Folklore Films, our deepest desire is to tell better stories to the city of Houston, about the city of Houston, one folkloric character at a time. And we consider ourselves to be griots of story and archaeologists of soul who produce films that we call visual poems. But recently, we've decided to produce this podcast. It's called Folk, and it is the nomadic voice for the Folklore Films series. Enjoy the story.
I was a bartender for many years, and so was my business partner, and we just decided that if we were going to do that for the rest of our lives, because it's something we really enjoy, we might as well try to do it ourselves. Eventually, when we're like 65, my knees are going to go out. Everybody called this Rockabilly Row. There was a lot of, it was kind of the same kind of people hung out down here and stuff. And us being down here, we just added a little different spice to it.
It's called Double Trouble because both of the young ladies have the same name, Robin.
We always call this the Everyman's Bar because literally everybody is welcome here and everybody is here.
It's just not common for a lot of women to own business around here, and I look up to them as businesswomen. They're awesome. They're really, really, really good people. They're two pretty amazing women that own a business in mid-Maine. It's unique in a bar job aspect, like in the aspect of being a bartender, because I have bosses that actually care.
There's a lot of different type of people that come in, you know, a lot of different people from like the school at U of H, HCC. You've even got folks that come in from, you know, other parts of town and kind of check it out because this area of town, you know, you're kind of in a neat little area off of Windburn in Maine. You know, right across the street is a pretty good music venue. There's a neat little record shop next door. There's a couple of beauty barbershops over here. You've got a couple other restaurants like Sparrow, and then you've got the Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club's got some great chicken and waffles. It's very eclectic. You know, you got the Democratic headquarters that's right across the street from that. So it's an interesting dichotomy of people. Makes me happy that local people that you know, who, you know, just like me, trying to make it in the world, you know, can have a goal and a dream and see that come to life, you know.
Now, the same folks who bring you this podcast invite you to be a part of our next film festival. It's a cross-pollination screening featuring four films and live musical performances by the artist who scored the films on August the 29th at 7 p.m. For more information, go to folklorefilms.org. Thanks so much.